Today's shiur will be the first chapter of Hilchos Yesodei Torah in the Mishneh Torah. Rambam begins with a quote of the pasuk, "Meshochastecha liyodecha v'tzidkoscha liyishrelev." Draw down your kindness to those that know you, and your righteousness to those straight of heart. And this is an introduction to the book Sefer Amada, the book of knowledge, in order to know Hashem. Sefer Rishon, this is the first of the 14 books of the Rambam. The Chos of Chomish v'Zesiduram, which is going to have this book, five laws, five legal topics, and this is their order. Hilchos Yesodei Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah. Hilchos Deos, the laws of character. Hilchos Talmud Torah, the laws of Torah study. Hilchos Avodos Kechavim u'Mazalos, v'chukis Ha'ovdei Kechavim u'Mazalos, laws of idolatry and the statutes of idolatry. Hilchos Tshuva, the laws of repentance. Now the first legal subject, Hilchos Yesodei Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah. Included here are 10 commandments, 6 positive ones, and 4 prohibitions. And these are the details. Aleph Leda Shiesh Shem Aloka, to know that there is a God. Beish Nolialba Machshava Shiesh Shem Aloka Acher Zolosei Hashem. It shouldn't arise in your thought that there is any other God besides Hashem. Gimel Yachto, to unify Hashem. Dalad la'ahavo, to love him. Hey li'iramimenu, to fear him. Vav l'kadish shmo, to sanctify his name. Zayin shlo l'chalal shmo, not to desecrate his name. Chesh lo l'avid varam shnuka shmo aleim, not to destroy things upon which the name of God is called. Tes l'shmo min anovi hamadabar b'shmo, to listen to a prophet who speaks in his name. And yud shlo l'nasoso, not to test him. Birkal mitzvah sa'elu v'prokom elu. The explanation of these mitzvahs are in the following chapters. Parapresha, the first chapter, Halacha Aleph, the first Halacha. Yisoda Yisodos, it is the foundation of all foundations. Amud HaChokmas, it is the pillar of all wisdoms. Leda Sheshem Matzah Rishon, to know that there is something that is found in the beginning. V'mamtzi Kol Nimtza, and it causes all that exists to be. V'chol HaNimtza Mishamayim Va'aretz, everything that exists in the heavens and the earth and everything in between, lonimtzu ela ma'amitas himtza'o, were created only from his true being. It is his true being that enables everything else to exist. Halacha beis, yala ladashu enu matzoi, if one would imagine that he does not exist, ein davar acher yochel lehimatzos, nothing else could exist, since everything is a source for its existence. And if he doesn't exist, then there is no source, and there is no existence. Gimel 3. If you should imagine that all other things that are found do not exist, in other words, if nothing else were to exist, he alone would still exist, because he is not dependent on anything else. He would not be nullified by their being nullified. Everything that exists needs him. And he, blessed is he, does not need them. He doesn't need all of them, nor does he need any one of them. Therefore, his truth is not like the truth of anything else. Because everything else exists in a relative sense, he exists in an absolute sense. It's interesting to note that the commentary on the Rambam states, when it says that Hashem creates everything, he says that he creates them with a constant flow, and they need this constant flow to exist all of the time. Dalit, paragraph 4. Husha Navi Omer. This is what the Navi says, and what he is alluding to when he says, Hashem Elokim Emes, Hashem Elokim is true. Hu Levado Emes, because he is the only absolute truth. Vein La'acher Emes Kamitaso. There is nothing else that has that kind of truth as is his truth. Usha Torah Meres Einod Milvado. This is what the Torah means when it says there is nothing besides him. Kloma, this means Ein Shem Motzui Emes Milvado Kamoso. There is no true existent like him, because everything else does not exist in its own right and is a dependent existence, and his is a totally independent one and therefore a totally true one. Hey, number 5. Motzui Ezehu Lekei Olam Adon Kol Aretz. This existent is known as the God of the universe, the master of the earth. For Maniga Galgul Bekoch Shen Lokeitz V'Tachlis, he causes the rotation of the spheres, that is the movement of the whole universe, with a power that has no end. The koch shein lo hefsek, and a power that has no interruption. Shagalgal sovev tamid, for the sphere is constantly turning. The yapshur sheyisov b'lo mesavei, and it cannot turn without a turner. It cannot move without a mover. V'baruch hu mesavev oso b'lo yad b'lo guf. Hashem is that mover who moves the galgal and all things, but without a hand and without a body. Vav, paragraph 6. The idea of is that to know this thing, that is to know the existence of God, and that the source of energy in the universe comes from Him. Mitzvah Saseh, this is a positive commandment. Shenamar, as it says, Anochi Hashem Alekecha, I am Hashem, your God. Now whoever should imagine that there is some other God besides this, over below Saseh, he transgresses a negative commandment. Shenamar, as it says, Lo Yilecha Alekim Acherim Alponai, you should have no other gods upon my face. The Kofar Be'ikar, he is denying the basic principle. Shazel Ikar Agadol Shekol Toloboy, for this is the great principle upon which all exists, the all-powerful one God. Zion, paragraph 7. Elokaze Echad Hu Ven Shnayim V'lo Yesro Shnayim. This God is one, not two or more than two. Elo Echad, only one. She'en Ki Yechudu Echad Min Ochodim HaNimtzom Ba'olam. There is no oneness in the one things, the things that are in ones of the world. Their oneness is not like his. Lo echad kimin shukol alachadam harbe. It's not one in the sense of a species, because a species contains many individuals. Lo echad kiguv shunachlik l'machlokas uluktzavos. Nor is it one like a body that is divided into different divisions and parts. Ela yichud she'en yichud acher kamosu ba'olam, but a kind of unity of which there is no unity like it in the universe. Because if there would be many gods, they would have to have bodies. Why? Because if you count things and you say they're exactly the same, they're equally powerful, they're exactly the same, what distinguishes them? The only thing that can distinguish them, if they're exactly the same, is the things that happen to their bodies. So if there'd be something as all-powerful and equal to God, I mean, if it would be spiritual, then it would be Him. There wouldn't be two things. It would be just one thing. For there to be two, it would have to be a body. And now if Hashem was, the Creator was a body, then He would have an end and a limit. She actually is guf shein lo keitz, for every body must have a limit. And if his body had a limit, the tachlis and an end, then his power would perforce have also an end. There can be no more power than the body itself. The body is finite, therefore the power would be finite.
But our God, blessed is his name,
since his power is not limited, and has no end, because the sphere is always turning, the motion in the universe is always sustained by Hashem, and that's constant. And kochol koach guf. Therefore, we see his power is not a power that is in a body. V'hol ve'ena guf. And once we know that he's not a body, lo ye'era lo ma'aros hagufos. The accidents that occur to the body will not occur to him. The events, the changes, things that happen, kedei she'nechlek v'nifred mi'acher, which would distinguish him from something else. So there's nothing to distinguish. If there's no body, there's nothing to distinguish an all-powerful force one from another. Therefore, there's only one. As the Rambam says, there must only be one. Knowing this is a positive commandment. Hashem is one. So the Rambam's explained that there is one God and there can be nothing else like God, because there would be nothing to distinguish them, and therefore there's by definition only one. Ches 8. It's explicitly stated in the Torah and in the prophets that Hashem is not a body. Shenemar, as it says, Hashem your God is a God on the heaven above and the earth below.
V'guf l'yir b'shnei mekomos. A body can't be in two places. V'ne'emar, it says, kilarisim kol tmuna. You saw no figure. V'ne'emar, it says, ve'el mi tedamyuni v'ashava. Who can you compare me to and liken me to? V'ilu ha'yaguf ha'yadom l'shaguf. If he would be a body, he would be similar to other bodies. Tess, paragraph 9. In Cain, if this is true, that he's not a body, ma'azeh shekosu b'tara, what is written, the Torah, v'tachos raglav, under his feet, or k'suvim b'etzba l'kim, written with the finger of God, or yad Hashem, the hand of God, enei Hashem, the eyes of God, oznei Hashem, the ears of God, u'kiyotzi b'dvar mo'elu, and other similar things. So the answer is, akol fi da'at shebnei adam hu. This is all considering human opinion and human knowledge. Shinamakir na lagufus. They only know bodies. We are physical beings. V'dibur Torah kolosh b'dei adam. And the Torah is merely speaking in human language. V'kol kinuyin hein. They are all just expressions. Shinamar, as it says. Here's some examples that we must say that they're just figurative expressions. Im shanosi barok harbi. If I sharpen the lightning which is my sword. Does God have a sword, and does he kill with a sword? And a mushel, it's just an example. A kol mushel, all of these other things are examples too. Raya l'davar, another proof of this. One prophet says that he saw the Holy One, blessed is he, with white garments. Once he sees him with red garments coming out of Batra. Moshe Rabbeinu sees him and describes him on the sea like a warrior who's battling. And Sinai like a leader of the prayer with his head enwrapped in a talis. This means he doesn't really have a figure or an image, because they're contradictory figures described here. These are all images of prophecy and visions. The truth of the matter a person cannot understand, because God's existence is not like ours. You can't grasp it and investigate it. This is what the Torah says. If by searching God can you find him, can you find the ends of the Almighty and understand what he is? Paragraph Yud. Now that we know that Hashem is not physical, that you can't really see him and know him, what was it that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand when he asked Hashem to show him his glory? He wanted to know the meaning of the true nature of the existence of God. That he should know it in his heart. As clearly as if you know a person and you see his face with in your heart. Not that he expected to see a physical face, but as clearly as one who sees the face of a person. He knows the unique quality of this person from any other person. So Moshe wanted to experience the existence of God uniquely in his heart, how it's different than any other creature. Until he knows the truth of God's existence as it truly is. Shiva Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be He, answered him, Shein koch v'dasa adam achai, shumachubra miguf v'nefesh l'hasek amitas davazel burio, that it is impossible in the knowledge of a living human being who is composed of a body and a soul to understand the truth of this matter really clearly. V'diya Baruch Hu mashlo yoda adam l'fono v'lo yoda l'acho. But Hashem did cause him to know as much as is possible, so that he knew more than any person before or since. He was able to understand the true existence of God and see how Hashem is different than any other existent, but not the total picture of that. Like you could distinguish a person who you didn't see face to face. You saw him in the back, you saw his body, you saw his garments, and he is distinguished in your mind from any other person, but not as clearly as if you would have seen his face. This is what the Pasuk hints at when it says, you should see my back and not my face. In other words, not that he saw something of the back or something of the face, but that he was able to distinguish the unique quality of God's existence, but in a way comparable to someone who sees the back of a person. paragraph Yudalev, the Kivin Shin's Barash and a Gufu Gvir. He's Barashlo, Yarlo, Echad Memuris Agufus. Once it has been explained that God is not a body, so it is clear that no accidents, no occurrences that occur to a body occur to him. Chibur v'lo pirud, not being composed or being separated. Lo makom v'lo mida, not place or measure. Lo aliyah v'lo yurida, not ascent or descent. V'lo yimin v'lo small, not right nor left. V'lo pana v'lo achar, not face or back. V'lo yeshiva v'lo mida, not sitting or standing. V'lemotzi bezman, he's not found within time, achiyelo reishas v'achris or minyan shanim, that he has a beginning and an end and a number of years. V'lo mishtana, and he has no change. Ein lo dov shigam lo shinim, because there's nothing that can change him. He has neither death nor life in the sense of physical life of a body. Not foolishness nor wisdom in the sense of the wisdom that a human has. Not sleeping or getting up. Not anger or happy or laughing or happiness or sadness. Nor silence nor speaking in the sense that humans speak. This is what the sages said. You do not have above either sitting or standing or a back. The word ifui some translate as tiredness and some translate as a movement. Paragraph Yud Beis. The whole of a davar kainu, since the matter is so, that in addition to not being physical, none of these other qualities apply to Hashem either. So all of these expressions that are found in the Torah and in the words of the prophets, they're all just an example, a parable. It says, the one who sits in the heaven laughs. They angered me with their vanities. As God rejoiced. And also other similar examples. Concerning all of this, the sages said, Torah speaks in the language of man. So it says, are they angering me? It also says, I am Hashem, I don't change. If sometimes he'd be angry, sometimes he'd be happy, he would be changing. All of these things are not found except for dark, lowly bodies who live in houses of materiality, who are founded in the dust, made out of dust. But he, blessed is he, is elevated over all of these things.